My dad doesn't live with us anymore, and mom can't pay for our house. I don't know if we'll be okay.
It's tough not knowing what will happen, but trust Jesus to take care of you. Good morning, good afternoon, maybe even good evening. I'm Zach, and this is Keys for Kids. I'm sure that you've been through some big changes in your life, right? Like moving to a new house or maybe going to a new school. And if you haven't had a big change yet, you will in the future. The question is, will you trust Jesus to take care of you, or will you just worry about it? Listen to the words of Jesus found in Matthew 6:28. Why do you worry about clothes? See how the flowers of the field grow? They do not labor or spin. So if Jesus will take care of flowers, don't you think he'll take care of you much better? I think he will. Our story today is called Flower Clothes. Emma bent down and smelled a rose in her yard. Oh, that smells so good. I'm going to miss our flower garden so much. Me too, Mom said as she took a picture of some flowers with her phone. The garden was in full bloom. There were two rose bushes, one with pink roses and the other with red. There was also a variety of other plants and flowers surrounding them. I remember how much you came out here to work each summer, Emma said. Your hard work really paid off. It's beautiful. Too bad we have to leave it. Emma began to walk to the car. I wish we didn't have to move. I'm scared of what's going to happen next. Emma's parents had recently separated and her dad had moved out. Her mom couldn't afford to pay rent on their house, so they were moving to an apartment. Wait, Emma, come back here a minute before you get in the car. Did I ever tell you why I like flowers and gardening so much? Mom asked. Emma followed her back to the garden. I don't know, because flowers are so beautiful, I guess. Yes, they are beautiful, said Mom. Their beauty reminds us of God's faithfulness in taking care of us. Jesus talks about flowers in the Bible. He tells us to look at the flowers and how beautiful they are. They don't worry about what to wear. God provides for them. She put her arm around Emma. We're more important to God than flowers. Jesus died so we could belong to him, and he will always provide us with what we need. I don't know what our future holds, but I do know Jesus will be with us and take care of us, just like he takes care of these beautiful flowers. The two stood in silence for a minute. Well, I guess we should head to our new place, Mom said. They turned and got into the car. As they drove to their new apartment, Emma silently prayed, Dear Lord, as we start this new chapter of our lives, please help me remember that you will provide for my needs, just like you provide flowers with beautiful clothes. So how about you? Are you going through a hard time in your life? Do you know that God cares for you? No matter what you're going through, Jesus will help you through it. When you look at a beautiful flower, remember that it did not clothe itself. God provided that flower with its petals, just like he will provide you with what you need in his perfect timing. So, trust him to be with you and to take care of you. Our key verse is Matthew 6:28.
Why do you worry about clothes? See how the flowers of the field grow. They do not labor or spin.
And our key thought for today, trust Jesus to take care of you. If you have big brothers or sisters, help them spend time in God's Word every day with the new Unlocked devotional from Keys for Kids. With stories written by teens, it's a way that teens are encouraging each other to engage with the Bible. So if you're 13 or older, find out more about the Unlocked devotional at unlocked.org. I'm Zach. Thanks for listening to Keys for Kids.